The general descriptor, associational mission strategist, encapsulates this role better. And even if we don't have the title, if we can take that as our main function and role, I think it will elevate the role in the eyes of many people and show more value and bear more fruit for the kingdom.
You're listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to the discussion of strategic best practices related to associational missions. Here's your host, Rick Curtis.
Hey guys, welcome to the inaugural AMS Excellence Podcast. I am so excited about a new era for the North American Mission Board in cooperation with our associational leaders across the country. NAM has equipped and allowed us to come alongside of our associational missionaries. And for this inaugural podcast, I have a really special guest, Ray Gentry, President CEO of Southern Baptist Conference of Associational Leaders. And Ray is also an associational mission strategist at the Southside Baptist Network in South Metro Atlanta. Ray, it is great to sit across this desk from you and pick your brain a little bit and learn from you as well.
Thank you, brother. It's my honor to be here.
All right. Well, it is an honor for us to be able to now enter into a new season of really coming close to our AMSs, our associational mission strategists across the nation. And it's going to be exciting to see how God uses that partnership in the future. So NAM is coming alongside of SBCAL specifically right now in the promotion of the 17 proficiencies that you guys have put together. So let me ask you, what's the story behind these proficiencies? How did they come about?
Well, it started when our officers and our executive team a couple of years ago saw the need for a blue ribbon panel to come and look at and do some research on the importance of certain attributes that were found to be common among effective associational leaders. And so in June of 17 in Phoenix, Arizona, the SBCAL at our annual meeting unanimously voted to form a study team. And so the study team then worked for a year under Rick Wheeler's leadership from Jacksonville, Florida. And in June of 2018 in Dallas, the study team report was presented, and we came up with 17 proficiencies, as everybody knows now, as well as the new descriptor, associational mission strategist, which came after and from the 17 proficiencies, after much research and prayer and dialogue. And so we're very excited that that is being well received across the nation by not only AMSs, but state conventions and the SBC and NAM. And we really appreciate this partnership.
That's wonderful. What I like about it is it birthed out of necessity.
Yes.
And it involved everybody. It wasn't
right.
One man's dream. Well, it may have been one man's dream, but it wasn't necessarily created and constructed by one man. It was a pool of wisdom from the field. And I love that. So that being said, would you give our audience an overview of the 17 proficiencies and why SBCAL feel they are so important?
Sure. Well, you know, any leadership requires, especially in this role, collaborative leadership. It's not the same as a pastor leading a church. And so we found that too many guys go into this role thinking that, oh, I can just lead the way I did as a pastor or an international missionary or whatever
so
I did before. And so we did research, as I said, and came up with these 17 areas or attributes of effective associational leadership. And so across the board, these are effective, whether you're full-time, bivocational, or even a volunteer leader. And so they transcend sociological and demographic parameters. So we have three groupings. We have foundational, relational, and strategic. So the foundational proficiencies are call to association leadership, person of character, spiritually mature, commitment to learning, a leader of leaders, and trustworthy. Then the relational proficiencies are emotionally intelligent, or EQ, active listener, supportive coach, authentically vulnerable, and vocal encourager. And then the strategic proficiencies are vision caster, strategist, consultant, leadership developer / multiplier, one with contextual understanding, and good communicator. So those are very important. We feel like that any effective leader would want to be growing in those areas.
I love that. That is so needed among our brethren on the field. And so what you guys did, and you had the genius to do, was to find guys that were well known in the field for being strong in that particular attribute. And then you've asked them to get involved in creating fleshing out, if you will, that proficiency. So as you described those 17 divided into those three categories, I know also that you've tasked specific men with fleshing that out, and even in the form of a book and some white papers. So tell me about the upcoming book and the team that has been assembled to write the chapters.
Well, I'm very excited about this because it's the first time in 35 years that we've had a book that was generally well accepted on what is an effective organizational and leadership strategy for associations in North America. So it's well overdue. And I am the general editor. I have been commissioned to be the editor, general editor of this book. And then we have a chapter, as you said, written by someone who is proficient in that area for each of the proficiencies. In addition, we'll have some other chapters about, for example, secessionism, first year, what's the best way to do things your first year as an AMS, history of associations, et cetera. So it's going to be all-encompassing. It's not just about the proficiencies. It's actually a book on associations in the SBC for the leader, but also for pastors and others that may need to know how to get plugged in who are not plugged in.
That's great. What I appreciate about that and what I appreciate about SBCAL is that you have this deep care for our associational leaders across the nation. And so in true form, I mean, this book really isn't about just the 17 proficiencies. This book will serve as a tool to really undergird those guys, empower them for the work that God has called them to. And it's going to give them some really handy tools. Among the 17 proficiencies, you're going to give them other good tools to put in their belt,
right,
to help support them in their ministry. And I think that's incredible. Hey, so if you could look 5 years into the future, what would be your specific dream for your brother AMSs?
That we would all see ourselves as truly mission strategists, local mission strategists, contextualized to our culture and our environment, and that that role would be widely, if not universally, accepted in SBC life among our pastors, first and foremost, of course, that's our main customer, our pastors and our churches, but also state conventions and the SBC at large. I think the even though Associational Missionary is a wonderful title, Director of Missions is a wonderful title, I know many people still have those titles, Executive Director is another good title many have, but to me, the general descriptor, Associational Mission Strategist, encapsulates this role better. And even if we don't have the title, if we can take that as our main function and role, I think it will elevate the role in the eyes of many people and show more value and bear more fruit for the kingdom. That doesn't mean we're still not very much concerned with pastor relations and so many other aspects of being a DOM AMS, but I do think that the mission strategist really does focus effectively on the main role that we need to be doing in the 21st century.
That is so good. We all know that the nation needs Jesus.
Amen.
And we need to strategically look at our immediate context and see how do we best reach that. Right. And sometimes, you know, we love our pastor brothers. They're the frontline warriors on the field. And
yes.
But they're sometimes so close to the trees that they can't see the forest. And we have that special ability to see a bigger picture and a bigger part of the geography and look at the trends and what's happening and really help advise those men that God have placed in our care to be better at what they do. And so this is a glorious role for the AMS. I'm speaking in terms of we, because as you know, we've talked, I'm back on this team at NAM for associational relations, but I spent almost a decade as a director of missions in California. And I've often reflected, and you've heard me say, that that was one of the most rewarding times of ministry in my life. So when I was asked by our president, Kevin Ezell, to be part of this team again, I was excited. And so I'm excited to see.
Amen.
I know how deeply SBCAL cares for our guys on the field. And so I'm excited to see where all of this goes. There's other good organizations too, and you know that, and we love those guys as well. But I think we're uniquely suited to see a new era, a new season for our brother AMSs. So we have a number of associational mission strategists listening to this. Even though it's the inaugural podcast, I'm sure it's getting around and people are listening to it. And so how can they join SBCAL and take advantage of the greater brotherhood that's there?
Well, we would love to have anyone related to associations, whether you're an AMS or thinking about being one, or you're a moderator of an association, or you're a state convention or an SBC person who cares about associations. We'd love to have you join us. It's only $25 a year is the membership, which is super low. And you just go to www.sbcal.org and our website and sign up. We also have a free newsletter. We would love for anyone to sign up for our free newsletter. It comes out the middle of every month, and you can get that whether you're a member or not. But that will keep people informed about what we are seeing and what we're doing, as well as openings and retirements and new people coming in. We have those posted every month in our newsletter.
That's wonderful. Hey, you also hold events kind of throughout the year. So tell us about your big event in June that you do every year and anything else you want to share with us.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We are so excited. We have our main annual conference is 2 days before the SBC every year in the same city where the SBC is.
Except for this year, of course, right? Because of COVID-19. But you guys sprung into action immediately and created an online conference on April 30th. And it was great. I have to tell you, you guys did such a phenomenal job. And what I appreciated about the conference is that it set the example of what is possible when an association is both flexible and creative. So well done.
Amen. You need to be able to move quickly and not have to wait 6 months or 9 months to do something. And then you've got to be flexible instead of just doing the same thing the same way every year. I think that's very, very important.
So, Ray, looking ahead to 2021, you guys will be back in the action, right, in Nashville, Tennessee. And like every other year, you'll have some amazing keynote speakers. Tell us about the initial plans for Nashville 2021.
We're very excited because we expect 300-plus there.
That's amazing.
And that includes wives. That includes, of course, speakers and vendors. But we're very excited about that. We have a great lineup. And we also have great networking, great fellowship, great food, and great breakout sessions by peers.
Well, 2021 is still a year away, but I know that event, like every previous event, is going to be a highlight of the convention.
Well, Ray, thank you. I mean, it's so enlightening to see all that you intend to do in the future and what you've been doing for 60 years. My goodness. But not you personally, but your organization for 60 years. What a blessing to our people. Hey, I have one last question that I always like to ask folks. And now in the context of associational missions, ministry is hard. You and I know that. There's guys that are frustrated or defeated or they're not sure they're effective like they could be, or maybe they're listening today and maybe they're not even at that point yet, but they're just starting to feel complacent or not fulfilled in the ministry anymore. What word would you say to them today to encourage them in their work?
That's a really good question. I would say, keep your eyes on the Lord, stay in the Word, be in prayer, have some prayer partner / accountability partner. Amen. Or two that you can really confide in. If you don't have one, email me at rgentry@sbcal.org, and I'll be glad to either be one or connect you with someone in your state or somewhere near you. Also, just be praying for fruit and joy and seek to honor the Lord by working out of your spiritual giftedness and your strengths. And don't focus on your weaknesses. Focus on how the Lord has gifted you.
Amen.
And use that for His glory and for fruit and joy, and celebrate what God does provide through you and your ministry, and not look at other people, because too often we compare ourselves to other people and that defeats us. And every association is different. Every associational leader is different. So we need to just focus on the Lord, His Word, and the souls in front of us. And I like to tell my people in my association, as well as SBCL guys, anything can be improved except the Bible. So we should never think we arrive. We should continue to be learners and growing, but mainly growing in the Lord and in the Word, but also in leadership tools such as this. This is a great tool that I really appreciate you and Nam providing, as well as other ways that we can sharpen one another as iron sharpens iron.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And if you're an AMS listening today, you have been placed in a special place by our Lord. You are an influencer by the nature of your call. And so I thank the Lord for you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the work that you do. Hang in there, brother. We love you. NAM is behind you and supports you, and so does SBCAL. And
Amen.
We're here for you guys. And Ray, thanks for that great word. And again, to the audience, our special guest today was Ray Gentry, President CEO of Southern Baptist Conference of Associational Leaders. And Ray is also an associational mission strategist at Southside Baptist Network in South Metro Atlanta. Ray, thanks again for coming in today and sharing this little bit of time with me.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All right. God bless you.
You have been listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. For more information or to contact the North American Mission Board's Associational Relations Team, send an email to associations@namb.net.